Any doctor will tell you that a patient's state of mind has a strong influence on that patient's likelihood of recovery, regardless of what ails him or her. A positive attitude can work wonders when you're sick.
Is this a case of mind over what's the matter with you?
Something like that. This is Science Matters. I'm John Henshaw.
And I'm Jerry McCoy.
The mind plays a powerful role in medicine, and there are many aspects to this. Today, let's talk about just one of them, the placebo effect.
The placebo effect, that's where you give a patient a sugar pill and tell him it's a powerful medicine, and sometimes he gets better just because he thought he was getting a real treatment.
That's right. The placebo effect has a long history in medicine. In an 1811 medical dictionary, a placebo is defined as, quote, any medicine adapted more to please than to benefit the patient, unquote.
Well, back in 1811, I imagine that there weren't all that many medicines around that were actually able to benefit a patient.
Compared to today's powerful medicines, that is undeniably true. In 1807, Thomas Jefferson wrote that, one of the most successful physicians I have ever known has assured me that he used more bread pills, drops of colored water, and powders of hickory ashes than of all the other medicines put together.
Yikes! I wonder what the unsuccessful physicians were using.
Heaven knows. But in spite of the fact that prescribing placebos was so widespread, there were very few scientific studies designed to show how well or how poorly they worked. One of the very first such studies that was performed by the British physician John Haygarth. Back in 1800, Haygarth was interested in the effectiveness of a very popular treatment called Perkins tractors.
Perkins tractors, eh? Just what were these contraptions? And what were they supposed to do?
Perkins tractors were these funny-shaped oblong metal rods made from an exotic alloy supposed to have amazing curative powers. Dr. Perkins, or another doctor trained in his techniques, would place the rods on your head, or whatever other part of your body was giving you trouble, for 15 or 20 minutes, at which point you were supposed to be cured. The rods were purported to draw out of your body the, quote, noxious electrical fluids that lay at the root of suffering.
I knew it. Those noxious electrical fluids are what's responsible for my back hurting. Well, seriously, sounds like Dr. Perkins is what we would today call a quack.
You know what they say. If it looks like a duck and sounds like a duck,
it must be a duck.
Perkins was definitely a quack. But how to prove it? That's where Dr. Haygarth comes in. He purchased a set of real Perkins tractors and used them to treat a number of patients. But he also created a fake set of Perkins tractors that were made out of painted wood and used those to treat a second set of patients.
So what did Haygarth find out?
Are you ready for this? A large percentage of those treated with the real Perkins tractors reported significant improvement in their condition.
So wait a minute. So you're telling me that Perkins tractors worked? I thought the guy was a quack.
Well, hold on. We haven't discussed the results obtained with the fake Perkins tractors yet.
Oh, let me guess. The patients treated with the fake Perkins tractors were just as likely to report a significant improvement as those treated with the real deal.
Bingo. Because the fake or placebo treatment was just as effective as the real treatment, the conclusion that we draw is that the real treatment is of no particular value.
So isn't this how modern medical trials work today?
More or less. These days, when you evaluate a new treatment, you have to take into account the placebo effect. Some folks are going to get better just because they think they're getting a powerful treatment. For a new treatment to be judged effective, it has to outperform the placebo effect.
So Haygarth's experiments on Perkins tractors ushered in the era of modern medical trials.
Well, unfortunately, no. Haygarth's paper describing the results of his tests on Perkins tractors, which was called Of the Imagination as a Cause and as a Cure of Disorders of the Body, was published in 1800. But it was well into the 1900s, the 1930s in fact, before modern medical trials with placebos became commonplace. Until that time, it was standard practice to evaluate new medical treatments simply by using the opinions of panels of experts.
Good grief! Why did it take so long before the quantitative approach was adopted?
Well, it's hard to say. One reason, I suppose, is that medicine was then, and still is today, an intensely personal science. You have human beings caring for other human beings and trying to cure them of whatever ails them.
And the quantitative approach short-circuits the human aspect of medicine?
Well, I would say yes and no. Doctors have come to believe in the power of the quantitative analysis of medical trials to evaluate new treatments, But nonetheless, medicine remains a gutsy human enterprise.
So doctors have to live in both worlds, the quantitative analysis of cold, hard data, right alongside the qualitative, personal aspects of caring for human beings in need.
I think that's one reason why being a really good doctor is so hard. From the University of Tulsa, this is Science Matters. I'm John Henshaw.
And I'm Jerry McCoy. Hey, John, where can I get some of those real Perkins tractors?